my god.
So I was sitting on the toilet thinking about what I should do. I pondered the sink. I pondered the trash can. I pondered... And then I saw Cookie in the litter box.
Wow.
And I was like, that's a good idea. So I lifted the lid off and I popped a squat and I just went for it. And then...
What? What? That? Are you... What?
No.
I don't even know how to react.
Where's our leader?
Katie. That's so fetch.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, she's here.
Who is she?
Oh my gosh, she's so hot.
So not fetch.
She doesn't even go here.
I'm so sorry, guys. I cut myself shaving. It won't stop bleeding. It's really bad. Oh, hi, Regina.
Hey.
Or hi, hey. Jacket.
So you really can't stop bleeding?
No. Hey, everyone. Welcome to whatever the hell this is. We're, a lot. I don't know.
Beware of the plastic.
Okay, hold on. Before we get to the show, we have to welcome our first actual girl, Morgan.
Woo! Hit the claps!
This is, there's so many things, this is, I can't be serious with this.
Yeah, you look like a little bit of a mess.
Wait, did you cut a mole off your face?
Yes, I cut a mole, and it's been bleeding for an hour and a half, which, and then I Googled it, and it said that if that happens, like, it could be cancer, and I'm like, I can't do cancer right now, this is too much.
Have you never shaved before? Like, how did you not know you have a mole there? Really
so bleeding. The last time I did listen to you all chit-chatting along, you were talking about your dick size, and that's not something that I can offer today.
Well, okay. Oddly enough, that was one of the questions that I wrote down.
What?
Well, not about our dick size. Well, kind of, yeah.
Oh, about questioning how she feels about dick sizes.
Well, no. Okay, what do I do?
Well, listen, I'm a cool mom, and you know what cool moms do? They gluck and they suck and they fuck.
Whoa!
Wow.
Is that what she says?
That was serious.
That was incredible.
I don't think so. But wow.
8 inches and under, but 4 and above.
Oh, wow. So, 4 does the trick, above? Huh?
That was very specific. Was that from the movie, or are you actually being... Dude, this whole, you're very good in character.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sorry. I just looked over you because I haven't really looked at you because I've been so obsessed with my bleeding face. You look so good.
Thanks.
Wow. Yeah, you look gorgeous. I think if you walked in somewhere, I'd be afraid of you.
I know. When I put this wig on today, I was like, I'm a real bitch in this wig. And it, what?
Why would you be afraid of him?
Oh, because that's the type of bitch that would kill you.
This
you
cut? Would,
why?
The like, bangs like, with the long hair is like, yeah. Oh, I'm going to fuck you up. If you say one word, if you so much as look in my direction in a way that I don't like, I'm going to come and grab you by the nutsack and fucking yank it.
No, so you're going to show me.
Yes.
Why? Thank you.
Yeah,
that was a great example of why.
You look like an astronaut.
Dude, but you look like it looks like a bonnet.
Have we even discussed our theme?
No. Okay. Here's
the thing. It's
obvious. So I was like, okay, we're having our first girl on the show, which is a huge deal for us. All these dicks in this room. It's nice to get it's nice to get a woman. Yeah. And then I was like, what about Mean Girls? Because you're a girl and we could all be girls. And then Jared and Chris were like, we don't want to be girls. So then, you know. This happened.
I love the fact that as soon as I come over, the theme is Mean Girls. Is that like intentional?
Yeah. No, honestly, no, the whole theme was planned around when this wig arrived and I put it on.
Chris.
Yes.
What are you?
I'm Damien.
This is Damien. He's almost too gay to function.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa.
Is that your real hair color?
Oh, I see. You're in character. Okay, you scared me. You turned me on a little bit.
Okay. Not while my sister's here.
Not while
you're
gonna a
girl. You're going to flirt with Chris like this right now?
I want to flirt with
Chris.
How
could you when I look so beautiful?
You do.
I was thinking earlier today, I glanced over at Chris in the store and I thought I would marry him.
Oh my God.
So I have something to tell you.
What?
He's gay.
Wait, coming from you, that's like everything.
Are your
like...
signs compatible? They're not.
What's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Are your genitals compatible?
It all flew out the window for Morgan.
No, I like Cancers, but sometimes I do get a little impatient with our Cancer friends because I'm not the most... I just like to get up and get going, and sometimes the Cancers in the room, my mom and Shane, just kind of like to dwell a little bit.
Yeah, I could literally never leave the house.
But I like Cancers. But I just don't know if I could marry a Cancer because I think I'd get a little overwhelmed.
Well, yeah, you very much like to get up. There's no other fire signs in our vicinity, and Yeah.
But I'll just thank you really quick because you're one of the most beautiful people I've ever met. So thank you. All right, continue.
Whoa.
They ask you how you are, and you just have to say that you're fine when you're not really fine. But
it's true.
Does it mean anything coming from a gay guy?
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, yes, that means more.
She's so gorgeous.
Oh, it means more.
I would say that means more than coming from a straight guy because half the straight guys I know are fucking morons.
They don't know what they're talking about. They haven't gotten dragged themselves to know what this takes.
They haven't been through the mud and the sweat and the tears.
Just because scientifically proven that men are trash.
Okay, before we really dive into all of the topics, I do want to give a shout out to my Aunt Kathy. And she, because she sent this with Jared, she watches the podcast and she let me know that they do make chafing cream.
Yes.
What is that?
Shout out to Aunt Kathy.
And is that her email started with your Aunt Kurther. She talks in Omer Gerd exclusively.
No.
Yes. And she said she had chafing cream and she sent her chafing
No way.
Mm-hmm. So, guys,
where does
and girls,
the chafing cream go?
Oh.
I wish I was you. I wish I had no idea where
between your thighs. Wait, if you don't have the squirt.
It's
no,
called
chupra. But why don't you just use deodorant? I whip some men's deodorant down there every day.
Girl hack.
Oh, wow. Dude, all it took is one episode and we're learning so much.
That's actually better because that packaging would make me steer clear. I'm pretty shy when it comes to getting lube or bodily things at a grocery store or Target.
Yeah, they sell vibrators at Target and I'm like, I don't know who is bold enough to walk up to the cash register with a vibrator at Target.
Especially like things like that, Preparation H. No, I'm not going. I have to Postmate that kind of stuff.
You know, that's kind of weird. They sell dildos and vibrators at Target.
At Target.
So that's like, where Morgan's at. So dildos and vibrators are like my Preparation H.
So just to throw it out there, I could walk around a Target all day with a dildo and a vibrator in my hand freely with kids around. But the second I walk out, isn't that like illegal? You can't just walk around with
a dildo.
Walking down the street with a dildo, is no one going to be like, oh, that's all good? Is that not indecent to any degree?
I mean, you can buy it at Target, so
cheap
it must
trick.
Be a part of human decency.
If you want to walk around with a dildo or something, just go to Target.
Cheap Trick with Jared.
I'm sure Walmart has them, too.
Even cheaper trick. Walmart.
With Jared.
I love vibrator
Very
talk.
True.
Have you ever used a vibrator?
There's a buzz around it for sure.
What? Why would you have a bulging blood bubble? Oh. Sorry. I'm sorry. You look great. Katie, you look so good. We haven't even said who I am. I'm Regina George.
Evil takes a human form in Regina George.
That was character. That was character. That wasn't Ryland. That was Regina.
Oh my God, there's blood in my hair.
It's not hard for me to be a big bitch once I put a wig on. It's fine. I was the victim the last podcast or a couple
you
podcasts
were.
Ago. And so now it's time for me to just really be a bitch.
Oh my God, now I'm the victim because people said I was a bully in the last one. I'm literally bleeding. So you can't say I'm a bully right now.
Self-inflicted.
And those were harsh words, by the way. Like what did you say? Can you say it one more time?
I don't remember. It was in the heat of the moment, Jared. Things like that
can't be repeated.
Bulging
blood bubble.
The blood is...
That's our band name. Bulging blood bubble. It was a band name recommendation. I like it.
Morgan, you did get one thing wrong. I specifically requested the hard nipples for the mom.
Welcome to our home.
Are we able to do that? Press a woman to have hard nipples?
Well, I mean,
I don't. Can I be a part of that?
It's a Halloween costume.
I don't think I could technically be a part of pushing a woman to
getting
hard nipples.
I'm not asking you to get your own nipples hard. That would make me uncomfortable for sure.
But you're being very demanding about nipples being hard.
Well, yeah, that's part of the gig.
I think I got a few things wrong. My hair is not. I was more focused on getting you to be perfect.
Thank you, and I really appreciate it. I did find your outfit, though.
He did, yeah.
All right, what's your first topic?
Morgan, you did bring up something in the car that
I
thought was interesting.
I was bringing up a lot of things.
You said, what are your guys' toxic traits? Like, when you're in a friendship or you're in a relationship, like, what do you know about yourself that's toxic? And I was like, this is the perfect Mean Girl segment.
Yes.
Do you want to start?
I already have mine, for sure. But, okay, this is my issue with people in general, because let's just put it out there. I don't have that many friends, because when you hang out with a group of people, I feel like groups of people hang out together most of the time because they get entertainment of the drama of the whole group, right?
Yes.
Okay. I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so, did you just say people hang out with each other for drama?
I'm just saying. I don't want to say, like, I was trying to plan out
my next Band-Aid situation.
But no, you know, like, people love when, like, Christina cheats on Becky's boyfriend, when Lucy goes after Sarah.
Dude, I feel so bad.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel so bad when Lucy cheats on Katie's boyfriend, dude.
I'm serious. Yeah. No, this is very accurate, because I had a pretty big close group of friends, and it was like you'd go to lunch with one and they'd talk about the others, and then you'd go, and it wasn't even out of like I hate that person, it was like venting because they genuinely felt upset, but it is, it does become the center of conversation. So I feel as you get older, your friend group gets smaller.
Yeah. It makes sense.
So I prefer to have one friend, because if you have two friends, then you're talking in a circle.
I see.
Wow. You're talking about people in a circle. But I will say, like, my toxic trait is that I love to
that
listen
wasn't
to
it?
Other.
I thought that was it. You're just giving us a little bio of yourself? Or?
No, I love to listen to other people's drama. I love when Jenny's telling me about Susie, and I love when Becky's telling me about Mara. I love it.
Okay. And that's good that you're admitting that.
But I don't do anything with the information. I just like to listen to other people, because I feel like I don't have many friends to have like a drama-filled circle. So I like to listen to other people's drama-filled circles.
My question would be, though, when you were living in LA, you were surrounded by very dramatic girls. So
see, I love that.
You did, but then you stopped hanging out with them.
I get scared.
Understandable. Yeah,
like you want to be close, but you don't want to be too close.
Exactly. Like I want a glimpse. I want a spoonful of what they have to offer. I want to hear the drama, but I don't want to be too close where I'm in the drama, where then I'm the person that they're talking about to Sally Sue down the street.
When it gets to a point where when you leave the room, you're like, oh my God, are they all talking about me? That's when you know you have a bad group of friends.
Yeah, that's why you just don't have a group. Pick
but
one.
It's almost impossible for your friend group not to, because like even in a family dynamic, as close as you are, like it happens if you have a frustration with a different member of the family, like you have to vent it somewhere. Like nobody is
okay,
above venting.
I agree. Here's because that leads into my toxic trait, which is when I have an issue with somebody or when I'm upset or hurt, my feelings are hurt or I'm mad or whatever, I don't usually tell the person. I kind of hold it and I'm like, oh, I need to tell them, and I get angrier and angrier and madder and madder, and then they have no idea that I'm upset about something.
And then years later, he'll finally, the bottle cap will
the
burst.
The blood bubble will burst.
And then the person will be like, wait, you're mad at me? And he's like, yeah, I've been mad about things for five years.
I have that same trait, and I think what it is if you hold on to it, you just replay the scenario in your head over and over again. How could you not get mad? You're making yourself relive the moment that you're avoiding so many times, you know what I mean? But I found it is usually better just to get it out real quick. You know, it's usually a bigger deal in our heads.
Yeah. Well,
cheap trick. With Jared. And to your point, just because, like Drake always says, keep your circle so small it's a period. Yeah.
Wow, that's iconic.
Yeah. Drake, come on, dude.
Chris.
Yes.
I'm going to say something to you right now.
Mm-mm.
I feel really closed off from you, and I feel like we're not like in the same space. Can you take off the sunglasses and hood?
Oh, yes.
I just feel like you're out there on an island on your own, and I want to see you, baby.
Everything like feels so bright now.
I feel like you were sleeping.
Also, your shaved face is great. Like, you just lost 10 years.
Yeah, Chris shaved and he looked gorgeous.
Yes.
Is it good?
You look gorgeous, honey.
I saw it and I was like, I don't know.
That's when I thought we could get married.
Why, with your little haircut? You look like you're 12.
Wow.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
You were throwing off pervert vibes to me. You know, whoa, like you were totally closed off. You didn't know where you're looking, you know.
You know
like,
what's
it was pervy.
Okay, you know what's interesting? Which person in this room do you think is the biggest pervert? Mm. We'll get back to toxic traits in a minute.
Ooh.
Because my answer is shocking.
I would say Chris, because I've seen the TikTok with the schlong hanging out.
Wow. What? Explain. What are you talking about? Because I haven't seen the TikTok with the schlong.
Well, that's because his TikTok got banned after he posted it.
Yeah, he posted his schlong hanging out on a TikTok?
Wait.
Chris, what?
Wait. Wait a minute.
Dude.
This is.
It was like a silhouette.
Only
and he
partially
turned,
true.
He turned the corner and it was like.
Was it like an artsy shot that you meant to happen? Like, boom. And then you took the shot?
There was a trend on TikTok called the silhouette challenge, where someone would stand there and there'd be like a song playing, and then when it cut to like a slower version of the song, all the lights would cut out and there'd just be a red light behind you and you'd be fully silhouetted. And a lot of people were taking this very seriously and were like doing a silhouette of them naked, dancing sexy and stuff. And I hate my body. I would never actually be naked on a thing. And I thought it'd be funny to when it cuts to the silhouette, like it seems all very serious and normal, but then like move to the side and I have like the biggest dildo strapped to my body, so it's just like comically huge.
Oh,
like,
so it wasn't even your real wiener?
No, it's like very
a couple of questions,
and then at the end I slap
but
and it flies
don't
off.
Forget he had the dildo in the first place,
so you didn't go out to purchase that dildo.
Wait a minute.
Right, good point.
You just cracked the code.
Good perspective.
Yes.
Why did you have that big of a dildo?
Well, that was for a sketch, but that dildo, it's been in like four sketches.
There's always an excuse.
No, I swear.
It would be very hard for anyone to make me feel like Chris is not the biggest pervert in this room right now. I think Chris got my vote personally, so I'm with Morgan. I'm going to vote Chris.
I think you're all a bunch of prudes. Continue.
I think you are a pervert. And here's because
I don't think I'm a pervert. I don't think liking sex makes you a pervert.
No, do we have to use the term pervert?
Yeah,
let's just put it out there.
Explicit?
We should take back the word.
That's all it is. It's not a negative thing. I don't want to be like pervert fucking shaming.
Do you demand what you want, Chris?
I'm pro-pervert.
What do you mean?
Like when you're not satisfied, I'm not even saying not satisfied, but when you want to explore something outside of what's typically going on when you're sleeping with somebody, are you demanding, not demanding, but do you vocalize what you want?
Sometimes, sure.
See, okay, that's a thing. Because you in real life, like when you're not fucking, you're kind of nervous to speak up, like if something's wrong or you need something or whatever. But in the bedroom, I feel like you're very outspoken. Not that I know, but I'm just assuming.
It's different in the bedroom. But I also prefer to please the other person in general, for the record. But like, yes, I mean, that is the one time I'm not. It's like, that's the one time in my life I'm not in my head having an anxiety attack. Like, it just kicks in and instincts kick in and I just have fun.
See, and that's why I said pervert, and I'll think of a better word. But it is, you're almost breaking stereotypes, because like when you see the quiet kid in class, do you automatically assume that they're the one that wants the biggest dildo? No.
Yes.
Yeah, I do. They're usually the perverts, right? The quiet kids.
Always.
They're usually looking at porno, you know, or something.
Interesting. Wait, what do you want? No, I know. 5 minutes left. Oh my gosh.
I think everybody's a pervert, though. It's like, how are you not a pervert?
Between me and you, it's me.
Yeah, you're the pervert for sure. Oh my gosh, yes.
Why do you say that?
I mean, I feel like my sister's here.
We literally were just talking about dildos at Target. I think we're fine.
Yeah, but that doesn't have to do with me.
And we're both dressed as women, and I'm bleeding.
See, Rylan, I do this next to my brother every time. It's not that bad.
It's not bad. Maybe there's a problem that we have.
Yeah,
it's not a problem. It's a problem that there's even an idea that there is a problem.
Preach. I would say I'm a bigger pervert than you.
For sure.
But I think it's like a chemical imbalance or something. Or there's something in your brain that makes you like, you care about sex and it's a thing for you, but you're not like, you know.
It doesn't rule my life in any regard.
But then my question is, but in your Grindr days, you were like fucking a million people a day.
That was like my exploration phase. You know, like I was figuring out what I liked and what I didn't like. And I wasn't ready to be in a relationship. So
you're like finding yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our family did not teach us how to be emotionally available to people and or sexually available to people.
Oh, and the two I think are connected, so that makes sense.
Our parents gave us nothing in the realm.
Really? So you didn't like hit, like when I was like 9 or 10 or something, I think, didn't mom, I remember specifically, we were sitting there in the living room and mom sat down and she goes, "You might have an urge to hump your bed."
Whoa.
And I was like, okay, I'm already doing it. Wait, well, so they never had the sex talk with you guys?
No, absolutely. That would have never happened.
Not that I remember,
years.
Honestly.
Wow.
Then how did you figure it out?
You Google it. Whatever goes wrong, you Google it. When you start bleeding, you Google it.
Well, you also have to remember, I mean, not for Morgan, but for me, my formative years were in Utah. And so there was a stigma around just hooking up and boyfriends and girlfriends. And yeah, like the first time when I moved to Colorado, I think for my brother and I both, like the first time I got head, I cried for like 2 days because I felt so guilty. And it was like, it was residual guilt from...
Dude, you
from
know you're
growing up in an environment,
Rylan,
that was...
Rylan, your fucking sister's here, dude.
My dad made me feel guilty for taking too long to get hit.
I don't think my parents know that I've ever kissed a boy.
I still don't think Morgan... Like, I don't... I live in a world where she hasn't had... I know she's had sex, but I live in a world where she hasn't.
See, our family would never know.
Wow.
You're a virgin?
We don't talk about histories. We don't. No.
Our parents are 100% different.
So we need to take a quick break because I need to change my Band-Aid and we're almost out of battery. But when we come back, I have questions about your parents.
oh, no.
Specifically, your dad pressuring you to get head. Fucking great.
We'll be back.
Amazing.
Okay, well, that was Chris's dad.
Did you ever try to do it to yourself?
Give myself a head? Yes, I tried.
Okay, so our first sponsor today is one of my favorites, Ridge Wallet. So obviously we've talked about Ridge Wallet before. I love them. They have 30 different styles and colors of wallets. They're sleek and small. They fit right in your pocket without bulging out. But the thing that I love most about these, and something that is actually very important that I'm surprised more people don't talk about, they have RFID blocking technologies. Basically, what that means is if you have your wallet on you and you go into a public place like an airport or a mall, somebody could walk right past you with a device and they can steal your identity, your information, your credit card. Like, this has happened to me before multiple times. Well, with the RFID blocking technology, that won't happen because Ridge Wallet made it so that nobody, no digital pickpocketer can come by and steal your information. And I also really love their key case because it's pretty, obviously, but it keeps your keys safe and it keeps them from falling off the ring because it literally like screws in. So Ridge Wallet comes with a lifetime guarantee, and they also let you try it out for 45 days to see if you actually like it or not, which, trust me, you will. You can send it back if you don't love it and you'll get a full refund. Yeah, I love Ridge Wallet. I have a lot of experience with it. I use it every day. I have given it to family members. I just really like the safety of it. I feel like it's just something not enough people are talking about. So to get your own Ridge Wallet or key case or anything else they have on the site, go to ridge.com/grower. If you go to that link, you can save up to 40% until December 22nd, which is perfect because honestly, I'm not just saying this to sell these wallets. This is a good dad gift. Like, like if you're sitting there and you're like, what am I going to get my dad for Christmas? Like, Ridge Wallet. He'll love it. Trust me. He'll tell all his friends about it. He'll be like, did you know that people can just steal your identity? Trust me, it's a great gift. So once again, go to ridge.com/grower to get 40% off until December 22nd. All right, enjoy the rest of the show. I stopped bleeding.
Oh, so much better. Wow, I just snapped with my hair. Okay.
What does that mean, you snapped with your hair?
He knows exactly. It means I ate.
Yeah, snapped is dead. It's all about eating.
I know. I'm really trying to come to terms with this new world. Do you know about this, Morgan?
I'll never know.
That you eat with no crumbs.
Yes, no crumbs
she
left
knows.
Ever.
That's called
Nicki
snapping?
Minaj talks about it a lot.
I ate she this does. Lunch. Or I ate this look. Oops. Wait. I'm hungry.
You guys are getting me like deeper into confusion. So are we talking about eating or hair?
Okay, here,
or?
Jared. Perfect example. I fucking ate this look.
So it's when you eat. So like you snap so hard you ate it. Like, oh, she ate that.
And I left no crumbs.
It's basically appropriating Black culture, I'm sure, but
well,
confusing.
Good luck to them 13 years from now.
Oh my God.
Honestly.
Are we going to get canceled for eating?
I don't know. I'm going to love to see 13 years from now what people are doing today that they're going to be canceled for 13 years from now. I think about that every day.
This.
So where are you consuming Nicki Minaj talking about this?
On Queen Radio.
And some of her new songs. Pandora. Nicki Minaj Pandora.
Is that new song that's a hit? Does she talk about eating in it?
Yeah.
She does?
Yeah. I can lick it, I can something.
Yeah, she sucks it and fucks it and something about eating.
Does she leave any crumbs?
There is
Nicki never leaves crumbs.
Never.
Yeah, no, there's a part, there's a remix specific that's talking about the eating with no crumbs, and then I thought of Shane's story because I think the first time I've seen that within the past 5 years is on Shane Dawson's Snapchat story.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, plug the Snapchat, why don't you?
What?
It's where we all are now.
Okay, that actually, wow, it's so crazy that all these segues are going so perfect because my next question was, I went on Snapchat, which is where I've been lately. Mainly because, like, nobody can see you flop. Oh my God.
Whoa.
Snapchat, where nobody can see you flop. Nobody can see your likes, your
that's
views.
Huge.
You can't see haters. Like, they don't exist. And you just post a snap and nobody fucking sees it. It's great. You should get on Snap.
Instagram,
it kind of sounds like, what's the point?
Our yeah, Snap, happiness,
I can
Jared.
Just take a picture. Am I, well, I'm just
right. You know, well, I went on Snap and I said, hey guys, Morgan's here. What questions should we ask our first girl on the podcast? So many people were just like, oh my God, I love Morgan. I want to marry Morgan. I want to fuck Morgan. I forwarded all those to you.
Was one of those Chris?
You know, there is one guy in my podcast comments every episode. Set me up with Morgan. Maybe you should look into him. I'll send you his info.
We he could do, be perfect.
We should do a
you
date.
Never
know.
Oh
my
gosh.
We should
go bachelorette.
We should. Because I'm... Okay, I think I've mastered the art of being alone, though, because I think to myself a lot at night, if someone was here, would I be ultimately bothered by it? And a lot of the times I think yes.
Well, that's the real key, is finding somebody that enhances your time where you're doing nothing. Like, you can exist in a room together, not feel weird, and still enjoy your time together.
I also don't think everyone has to be in a relationship, though.
Some people
just you're so woke.
Yeah, but a relationship doesn't have to consist of two people conjoined at the hips. It's two people excelling in life, and then at the end of the day coming back to each other and being progressive with each other.
I just meant that, like, my uncle was single for most of his life, and he just preferred it that way, and he was happier that way, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's like
you,
a lot of...
Do you think there's, like... And for everyone, do you think there's a point where you get so comfortable alone that nobody's ever going to be good enough? I'm not saying you're at that point, but what would it take for you to, like, what are you looking for?
I think what goes through my mind a lot is that I spend so much time by myself, and I figured out how to be happy by myself. Like when I go throughout my day-to-day activities, I'm like, wow, this is amazing. So, like, this is really great. So then I think about if some man was here ringing in my ears, would that make me happy? And I'm like, I just don't know.
I see what you're saying. I mean, before I got into a relationship with her, I loved being alone. Like, what? I loved it. Being alone, being sad, spiraling, staying up all night and thinking about things from my childhood and being like, was that abuse? Like, all those things I loved. And then, when I met him, I was like, oh, I can't imagine life without him. And it happened really fast. And yeah, sometimes we just don't even talk. We just sit in a room and it's like I'm alone.
Our schedules also complement each other, though, because I go to bed at 11 and he stays up for another 5 hours and then I have 5 hours in the morning. Yeah. So we have our alone time. So
yeah,
I
think you're like complementary colors.
Oh, yeah. Cute. I think you will find somebody who is. Have you ever found somebody? Because you date kind of on and off, or you don't really talk about it publicly.
Oh, my gosh.
But.
Well, you know what I actually was thinking about the other day? That every time I've been out with a guy, sometimes I'll look at them and be like, I live in. Okay, I need to think about how to phrase this in a way that doesn't sound crazy. But I think about all the time, I'm like, okay, if I'm with a guy and I'm sitting with him by myself, one of the things that I'm thinking about when he's talking to me is, would I take him to meet Shane and Ryland? And that,
wow!
I live in absolute horrifying fear. What? Because you wouldn't just bring some random bum from the middle of the alleyway back to meet Shane and Ryland. I would. Mom and Dad could meet anyone. They would be...
Wait, well, I can't believe that we're more of the like.
Well, they're a better judge of character, maybe. Is
Mom
that what you're saying?
Mom and Dad would just be happy with whatever. You know?
That's worse than what I said, probably.
And Grandma, especially. Grandma tells me every day that I'm too fussy and that's why I won't find anyone.
She does!
But Mom and Dad, Mom is too nice. She's not going to tell you the truth. If you bring someone over and Mom fucking hates the ground they walk on, she's gonna be like, they're amazing.
She's
so happy for you. If you brought someone to Shane specifically that was weird and a little off, he'd be like, no. And then I'd be like, no. And I'd move along. So I think about all the time, it's gonna take me being confident, bringing some man to meet you. Well, you guys can meet them too. But I'm like, would that get the stamp of approval? That's when I'll bring someone over.
Could I ask a question real quick? Because what you just said, in my opinion, bears a lot of weight, you know, because you're saying the person has to be able to go through the gauntlet of Shane and Ryland, you know. So my question to you guys is, do you trust Morgan, her intuition and her assertion that if she was into a guy that much, do you think you would want to accept him and probably be cool with him?
No.
You know?
No. Wait, can you?
Okay.
Let me tell you why.
What do you
mean? Every friend that I brought over, though, that's a little crazy, Ryan and Shane will be like, they're a little crazy, and they're always right. Always.
So you haven't had anybody you've dated where you thought even maybe that they could meet us?
You weren't going to bring the last one around?
I thought about it.
Wow.
Really? That's a big deal.
But then I thought too soon. But that's the thing, though, because I'm not like out on my daily activities searching for companionship, you know, like I'm not going out to Walmart looking for someone to be my best friend. So then it makes you more and more picky with who you actually want to let be your friend, because it's very selective versus having like a big group of friends and you're like, I'm not doing that. So.
So you haven't learned just how to insta-curve people and let them know, like, there's no obligation friendship-wise.
Insta-curve.
That's the problem, though, is, like, forcing a friendship with the wrong person isn't ever going to work out, but you know when it's right relationship or friendship-wise.
Side note. This is a total side note. We'll get back to the Snapchat questions in a second. But, Chris, because you're also somebody who's always in a relationship similar to me, how do you... What?
It's very true.
It's true. Yeah. I've been in a relationship since.
How do you do that?
How do you find these people that you're worthy of dating?
My standards are low.
Hey, I'm right here.
No, you're great. No. So how do you deal with friendships? Like, do you see yourself when you get in a relationship that's serious? Is it hard to make time for friends? Because for me, if I'm in a relationship, he's my friend. And then like, we both want to make friends and it's really hard. So do you make time or are you kind of just like big boy?
In most of my adult life, it's, I work so much that I don't see any of my friends very often anyway. Most of my friends also work nonstop and we all see each other a few times a year, and we just know that is what it is, and it's fine. And like, that's how all my friends are. And we love each other. We're very close. And when we see each other, we pick up where we left off, and it's like, I love my friends very much. But yeah, we're just all busy people. And I don't, like, when I'm with someone, I'm not like, now I'm cutting them off completely. Like, I bring them around my friends, and I do things kind of as I would. Like, I just bring my significant other along.
That's healthy. My problem is that I am like, when I'm trying to make friends, because recently I've been trying. I've been like, you know, trying to.
Yeah. Where do you make friends?
Hasn't gone well. And, you know, I'll have a thing where I'm like, okay, we should hang out with somebody. And then the time will come and I'm like, would I rather hang out with Rylan alone? Yeah, kind of.
See, that's what I think about all the time. Every time I agree to hang out with someone, when it comes down to it, I would rather spend the night by myself. And is that like a bad thing to say?
No, not at all.
I instinctively feel that way. But then a lot of the times when I do force myself to go out, which I do kind of have to force myself, but I end up having way more fun than if I would have stayed in personally.
I can't say that's always the case for me.
Yeah, well, we've had, it's very funny. Like, me and Rylan the last 6 months have really tried. Like, we'll start hanging out with somebody and be like, okay, we should be friends with this person. And then something will happen that's so insane. And I'm just like, wow, this is why we don't have friends. And it keeps happening. So maybe we're just a bad judge of friends.
Maybe we're just all meant to be friends with each other.
You know what? You're right. This is enough.
I think I'm bad company sometimes.
No, you're not.
Because let me just share a quick story. Because I think the last time me and Sandy, my wife, went to another, it was a girl she knew from high school and her husband. They invited us over for game night, you know. So we played like 2 hours of board games, shoot the shit, you know. They had some drinks and whatnot. And then the guy was like, dude, I just recently beat Donkey Kong Country on Super Nintendo.
Don't care.
Or like Mario 64. And I was like, dude, that sounds fucking rad. We should play it real quick. Long story short, I kept that dude up until 2:30 in the morning so we could beat Donkey Kong Country. And in the beginning of the night, they were inviting us back next week. And they said they'll let us know. We were never invited back.
Why? That sounds like such a fun time.
They had work in the morning. They had a baby.
And I think they felt bad. Pressuring him?
No, I think we were having a great time, but maybe I was a bad influence. Oh. If I was there, he just wants to play Donkey Kong Country with his boys. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like that, though. Like, why does someone else get to have an influence on what? Like, if you're dating someone, I feel like they have an influence on you, and I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, but only if yeah, I mean, only if you let them. They're like, how about this? What's a personal experience you've had where someone maybe had a bad influence or something like
well,
that?
Well, she's saying, like, if one party wants to leave and the other party's not ready.
Ooh, nothing pisses me off more.
Yeah, and I do that to Shane frequently. My God. Yeah, like, we'll go over to my mom's house, and my mom and Shane can stay
our
over.
Friend.
My mom, yeah. Our only friend, besides who else here. We'll go over, and it will be midnight. I'm like, I gotta go.
And oh,
Shane
and your
my mom
are
like, yeah. They're
we're
like cackling
slots.
In the kitchen.
Shane
playing
and
slots.
Mom are like crazy little girls together.
They're like weird, BFFs. Right? It's very weird.
This is no time to be laughing.
This brings me to, sorry to cut you off, but this brings me to a question. Because your birthday was recent.
She's finally accepting she's a Leo, by the way. Mm-hmm. Sorry to speak for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're a Leo for sure. But here, your birthday was recently, right? And I got you a birthday card. And I filled it out. I filled that motherfucker to the
oh
I ate
gosh.
That card. I filled it up to the brim. I was like, why did I write so much?
She
it
opened
really
it up.
Weird.
She's like, well,
and here's the thing.
Where are the crumbs?
Here's the thing.
He must have ate them all.
Hold on. And then, so I fill out the card and I'm like, you know, licking the envelope. And I'm like, oh, I feel good about what I wrote. Like, you know, I hope she feels it. I hope it's not too much. And then Rylan goes, why'd you close it? I didn't get to sign it. And I was like,
he goes, this was my card. And I was like, we were at the store. You picked it out, yes. But like, we were at the store together shopping for Morgan.
And then he goes, we're a couple. Like,
and
why
I was
would
like,
you do that?
If you were getting your own card, you needed to tell me so, this card is my card.
Okay, hold on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We haven't had the theme song in a little while.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go again. Fights with Shane and Ryland. Fights with Shane and Ryland. Shane and Ryland.
Okay, and we're back. So the reason that I guess I didn't think about it is because, and this isn't meant to be shade, but because you're single, to me, it's not fair that couples, like, you know what I mean? Because you're a single person. So it's like, if I'm like, here's our gift from both of us, we're a couple, like, to me, that sucks.
And
so
I
it's
understand
like, I feel like we
that.
Should all give you singular things.
I don't think about things that deeply.
It's just a card, though, dude. You know, like, do you know where
well,
the cards are that people have given you the past 5 years?
But your cards
are
always very nice. You guys give very nice cards and
I like
very nice
cards.
See, but here, I'm going to cut you off, though, because I will say during Christmas time, maybe a couple years ago, you did get upset because you were like, it's not fair because you guys can do gifts together, and but you had to get gifts for everybody.
Well, but we're also very elaborate.
Ooh, I get it.
You guys were given like these big, extravagant gifts. Like they were like Ellen Oprah's giving out
iPads. We couldn't stop. Sometimes I can't stop.
Crazy. This was the first time I had like over $200 in my bank account. And they're like, let's buy mom a car.
It was dad, but okay.
And I was in the furniture store crying and I was like, I can't even pay my student debt. But that's what I'm saying. You guys can split the cost. Where for me to go buy dad a car, I'm like, no one's splitting the cost with me, sister. It's
and
all
that's
me.
What he's saying. And I understand that sentiment, but I feel like we give enough gifts to justify the pair. I so I just felt the card was different.
I'm just saying, when a couple gives a single person a present, it makes me feel bad because I feel like it's not fair because a single person has to give everybody individuals. But I guess I'm thinking too much into it.
I'm not a bitter single person, though.
Me and Sandy
like,
do
I'm
that.
Not the, I'm not mad at the fact that I'm alone because I feel like I choose to be alone. And I feel like I'm finally at a place in life where I'm at peace. Just
I guess you just have to
myself
well,
every day.
Yeah. It's not really your decision. If the right person, because you'll know when it's right. Like Shane and I, we met and then we pretty much immediately just spent every day thereafter together because we liked each other so much. So it will just take finding that person. And if you don't, then you're content alone and that's great.
Now,
it's actually a great thing though that you're like that because it's not like you're going to be single forever. It's just, it's not being in a relationship doesn't mean it's a negative aspect. It just means that that's the phase. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like I'm not searching for that's someone what I to think. Fill the void.
It's good because that would be a negative thing well, because that sounds like something you need therapy for if you're looking for someone to fill a void.
Well, most people
I think
are.
Yeah, I think that's what most people are seeking.
Okay. I don't know how to segue to this because it's so weird and I can already see people saying I'm creepy for asking this, but this was the number one asked question on Snapchat. And this was, what is Morgan's opinions on growers?
Oh now, my God, this is too much.
If you're not aware, I'll give you the definition.
Like a dick that grows slowly?
Well,
instead of spikes right up?
No.
So when you see, this is so strange. At least you're not my like blood sister, so it's fine.
Yeah, no, not for me.
When you see a penis, sometimes it's like, where is it? Or it's like a turtle, or it's like small, right? And then sometimes it's like a big meter, and you're like, oh, that's a big meaty, you know, whatever, right? But that doesn't really matter. It doesn't mean the size is different, because when it grows, they might be the same size. What is your thoughts on growers? Does it gross you out? Are you turned off by it? And well, that was the question I got on Snapchat.
Here's the thing, though. She would, unless you're in a relationship with a grower, you probably wouldn't experience the growth before the growth. Do you know what I mean?
You wouldn't see it soft.
Because if you're not only going to see the penis when you're hooking up. So it's like you'd have to be in a relationship with a grower to know what the grower looks like. To
it's
know
like a
the
horse.
Bubble
a horse doesn't have a huge penis until it needs to.
I think I've only seen one.
A horse is a grower.
Maybe grower, and I don't think it ever grew.
Oh, well,
then it's not a grower.
That's a bad representation. He's not repping as well, then, if that's the case.
Okay, by the way, I'm only asking this because we wanted a woman's perspective on growers. Unfortunately, the woman is, you know, your sister. So
I'll
this
plug
is awkward.
My ears.
This is awkward. Okay, interesting. So you actually, so I guess because the only penises you would know is like porn and the people you've been with. So if you've never been with a grower, you don't even know they exist.
I've never thought about it explicitly.
There's a lot in this room.
This is just more signs that like grower awareness is not
so
where it needs to be.
I will say I've had a couple experiences where you reach in the pans and you're like, where is it? But is that a grower or is that just an unfortunate
well then
situation?
Once it gets hard you would know if it's a grower, because if it's big once it's hard that's a grower.
It depends, because we're saying like grower doesn't mean it's not like it doesn't mean it's small necessarily, it just means before it's erect.
Thank you.
It could appear small.
but thank
but
you
some growers get erect and then it's so
huge.
It's huge,
huge.
For some.
Sorry.
Ew, I mean, Shane.
What?
Stop.
Well, we're sitting here talking about small dicks. I just have to.
Is this too embarrassing?
Yeah, we're all sitting here trying to explain to her why it's like cool to be a grower.
I'm not trying to make it
yeah,
cool.
This feels like okay, a lot of projecting going
wait,
on.
Wait, here's why I will say, because we were watching a movie one time. This was years ago, probably 5 years ago. And there was a dick in it. And the dick, to me, was like kind of a normal soft dick. You know, maybe 3 inches or something, right?
Where are you going with this?
I like how, let's stop. This is weird. I was watching the movie. It's a 3 inch dick.
Right, you were together? Like we were with
all
Morgan?
Of us were watching a movie. It was like an artsy movie. It wasn't a fucking porn. And there was a dick in it. And Morgan started, we all started laughing. And then Morgan goes, geez, that's so a small dick. And in my head, I'm like,
I was there.
Oh, she doesn't know. She hasn't seen as many dicks like this. She's going to have a harsh reality when she realizes
What percentage of people do you think are growers? Have you checked in with your community?
I think it's about like 70.
This. We Googled it and it was way more than half. It was like the vast majority.
So you're part of the community too?
Oh,
most men are growers.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know how people always say that they're happy that they're not a woman? I'm happy that I'm not a man, because that's too much.
Well, and that brings me to the next question on Snapchat. And this is also a personal question that I have. Is there a female equivalent to being a grower? Maybe being a shower, like beef curtain situation? Like, what's a female equivalent?
Is it classic or double meat roast?
And like, what is their struggle? Your struggle?
I think it's like, you know how Khloe Kardashian always had the issue with a camel toe?
No.
Oh, it was on I Wouldn't Shade Miss Khloe unless she put it out there, but there was like a whole season of the Kardashians that was about Khloe's camel toe.
I have a very big camel toe. My puss is very large and in charge.
But I don't know if that's like, I know some girls have the camel toe problem.
Oh,
I would say that's a pretty good equivalent, possibly.
But maybe if the pants are tight enough, we would all have the camel toe problem.
Wow.
I don't know inclusive. Specifically.
Rylan, I did not know. It's 79%.
Are growers?
Wow.
Wow. I mean, unless your priority is walking around nude with your boyfriend, I don't see why it would matter, because once you're having sex...
And would you be turned off by it? If your next dream
I don't think she understands what it means.
She needs a picture.
I just like that. I thought...
This is weird. For like 20 minutes.
Are you
explaining.
Turned off by it?
Why am I doing this? Why am I here?
All
I
like the comments are always girl perspectives on the grower thing.
Well, because now we have girlfriends.
I think we're gauging. I think we're gauging, you know, where's weird at, you know, maybe. But yeah, that's pretty much what being a grower is. But like, would you be turned off by it, I guess, was the question that he asked.
Yeah, I think she would need representation.
You and your friends.
I think it depends on what happens after it grows.
It's normal.
No one cares about the seed when it's in the ground. You don't even know it's fucking there.
That's what I wanted to hear. Yeah. Thank you.
The growers feel so validated.
That's all we needed.
And you did give us a reference of like 4 to 8 inches or something.
Yeah, you already said.
So that's like a good.
It's a big range.
You know, come on. 4 inches is under average, actually. So.
Okay. This next question from Snapchat was, have you had any work done since you became a YouTuber? Because a lot of YouTube girls get work done.
I thought they meant, do I get any work done? Like, do I do anything?
I give it up.
I was getting really self-conscious. No, I'm... So, the apartment building
such
that I just
such a misogynistic question. To ask our first girl guest, do you get work done? What do you do? I don't get what women do. You know?
No,
I get it. It's hard to put on makeup. What do you do?
The apartment building that I just moved into, there's always people that sit at the front desk in the lobby, and I think that they think that I'm a sugar baby because I don't leave my apartment, because I like do all my work in my apartment, and the only time I leave is to either go to my little workout class or go get a coffee, but that's it. So I'll walk down and then come back with a coffee or like a little Nordstrom bag, and I think they think I'm a sugar baby.
Who cares, right?
But I do wonder if people think that I am.
So, but as far as plastic surgery.
I know, I haven't.
You don't do Botox?
No, but I've been thinking about it because I do. I had the first realization when I looked in the mirror the other day that I look not 18.
Oh, I remember.
Do you want to look 18?
No, but it was like I just looked at myself in the mirror and was like, oh my God, I'm not a child anymore. Like, you could see like the growth on my face. Yeah, and I was like,
the memories.
Yeah, I did get my fake hair, though, because my friend does hair. But that's pretty much it. I would say that hair adds a lot, though.
Did you feel like when you were in LA and you were surrounded by YouTube girls that were getting a lot of work done, was it a thing where they would all be like, oh, my God, let's go get our whatever's done? And you'd be like,
Tana Mojo goes in a group show. Her and Ashley Shawani go and get, like, together.
Wait, what?
You wouldn't expect anything less than
Botox. Yeah. Botox.
Tana's
gotcha.
The girl who we watched yesterday, her veneers fell out.
No. Yeah, Tana goes
love her.
It feels like her veneers are always falling out. Maybe she needs to find a new doctor.
Yeah, but I've never... I feel like I'm scared. I did want to get lip injections, and I asked my esthetician lady if I should get them because she does the same thing, and she told me not to.
It is poison.
Here's what scares me about surgeries, which I've had plastic surgery before. It was more corrective, but... Anyways, my thing is, like, Kim Kardashian lately, she's been getting everything removed, right? Like, she's really skinny
allegedly.
Now.
Allegedly.
She's like, getting what? Things what taken out.
Everyone's saying she's got her butt
arm removed. Her
Do you
legs.
Think that's
Ooh,
true?
Hot.
I don't know if I believe it.
Supposedly, she's had a lot of things removed because the new look right, with TikTok and all these things, isn't really about the big butts and all that anymore. It's like more skinny
girls,
I guess.
Isn't the look whatever Kim wants the look
to be? So now all these girls are like, oh my God, but I got a fake ass put in and I got fake lips and now that's not the look anymore. Oh no, what do I do?
Yeah.
And that's like scary,
Jacqueline Hill got her lip filler dissolved in a thing, in a video.
Are all these girls going to start getting their butts removed too? Because they all got, didn't a lot get those BBLs? Dude, is that what it's called?
I wonder who the oldest person on earth with his, like, the longest BBL in a butt right now is, though. What does it look like in, like, 40 years?
Yeah, does it sag?
You know? Because boobs, they get them redone or you take a nap. But, like, what does a BBL do to a body? I'm curious.
Okay, I'm very excited because, once again, one of my favorite brands of all time is sponsoring the show, and that is Buffy. So as you guys know, Buffy makes award-winning bedding that is as soft on you as it is on the earth. And I can't tell you how much I love their cooling features because I am a hot sleeper. We've talked about it before. I was trying to figure out more examples to give you because we've talked about Buffy so much. There was a moment maybe like 6 months ago before I had the Buffy cooling comforter, which is called the Breeze comforter. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I thought I peed the bed because I was so sweaty. And then I had that traumatic moment where I was like, oh my God, how am I going to clean this up? And then is Rylan going to be like, why are you peeing the bed? Like, what's going on? I'm going to have to blame it on the dog. It was a very stressful situation, but thankfully Buffy has really come in clutch and got me that Breeze comforter, so that doesn't happen ever again. And it's not just a comforter. They have the Breeze sheet set. They have a bunch of other products on their website. A lot of cooling products, but also just a lot of great bedding. Buffy also offers a 7-night at-home free trial, so you can try out Buffy and see if you like it without having to commit. Shipping is free, and as always, they have their 100-night free return policy. So for 20% off of your Buffy order, go to buffy.co and enter code GROWER at checkout. That's buffy.co with code GROWER for 20% off of your order. So thank you so much, Buffy. I love you guys. Seriously, you were the first brand to ever work with me on this podcast, and I appreciate you more than you know. So thank you guys for supporting them, and go to buffy.co and enter code GROWER. Okay, enjoy the rest of the show.
I want to know how we're in the same genetic pool.
Sometimes I think we're not.
Yeah, wow.
Like, we look at him. He has no acne on his face. His metabolism works like a charm. I would
tiny dick. No, I'm kidding.
He's lying.
No, he has problems, though, mental.
Oh, please. Well, we never got back to toxic. Sorry, I'll shut up.
Actually, yeah, you guys never all shared your toxic trait over there in the little pink cardigan, Miss Regina. I want to hear your toxic trait.
Wait, yeah. Hey, Chris, what's your toxic trait? Do you have a toxic trait?
I think I have so many, but, but like in a relationship or
just,
I mean,
in life?
Yeah.
Because like in life, it's just that I'm like, I'm always anxious and always like doubting myself so much that I think I become like just very frustrating for people around me because I whisper or I don't speak up or I'm like in a line and I'm not sure what to do and then I like cause a scene at the grocery store or just like I just cause problems because I'm so like anxious. That's a problem. But also in like specifically relationships, it's like trust issues. I just have severe trust issues and I have a really, really hard time trusting anybody. And that's tough.
Do you ever snap?
That's why I don't want to be in a relationship. But at least you can get to the point.
Hmm. Yep. Why, you have trust issues or what?
I don't think so.
Then what did he say? You can't be in a relationship. I thought it was that. He said trust, and then he said that.
But like, at least you can get to the point where you're in a relationship to figure out what your issues in the relationship are.
Yeah. Do you ever snap? Mm. Like, have you ever had a moment where you've just like popped off? Like really ate?
Yes. No, I mean, I don't know. I get mad for sure, but I don't know. Yes. I mean, there are times in the past I've gotten really, really mad, especially in previous relationships, especially when I thought I was being cheated on. Mm. I almost never get angry. I relate to the thing you were saying where like you kind of bottle it up and then it explodes.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have punched and cracked a windshield once when I was really mad.
I was going to say you seem violent.
I would never touch a person.
Not a person.
With your bare hands?
Yeah.
That's a cancer thing.
The cancers are outrageous.
Maybe depending on the time of the month the cancer was born. I don't know. I could.
You've never punched a wall? When I get mad, I start hitting my head against the wall.
I've thrown a phone because I feel like this is like horrible, but I'm paying for it later.
I do that all the time.
I've done that all the time.
At least it's my phone, and then I'm gonna regret it, and then I'm gonna learn a lesson. Like I
when I kept
my
testing
phone.
Positive for COVID, and I was so annoyed, I threw my phone every time.
And he'll start hitting himself if he's really mad. He'll start like actually hitting himself in the head. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Okay, I haven't done that one.
Really?
But I relate to the phone one a lot.
I slapped myself.
No,
interesting. I know.
Are you guys okay?
No. No. Morgan, no. Sweetie. Oh my God, no.
Do you want a reference to a good therapist?
Oops. Okay, so yeah, you have rage. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Have you ever shot anybody?
But it takes. I've never shot. No.
Dude, then good.
I don't.
Good.
I don't hurt people. You know? And the anger stuff is just like it takes a lot for me to get there. You know what I mean? Like,
when you say it takes a lot for you to get there, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, I like again with the Winchell thing. Like I had thought I was being cheated on for years and like
okay, well, then that
and lied
is,
to. And
there's behavior that is unprovoked and behavior that is provoked. If you think someone's cheating on you, that is provoked and that's their own fault if you crack their windshield, so fuck them.
No crumbs.
I think he cracked his own.
Never any
was that
crumbs.
Good? Was that good?
Yes.
Like a good
licked
okay, cool.
The plate clean.
Chomped.
Chomped. Nibbled.
That was cool.
I have a few additions.
Nibbled sounds soft. Nibbled is a disrespectful
exactly.
term.
But that's like when you're like, oh, they nibbled. They didn't really eat it.
I like it.
You. Rylan, what's your toxic trait? I could answer this. What's your toxic trait?
I honestly don't know. What do you say? I would like your opinion, honestly.
where do we start?
Oh. No, yeah, be honest. Tell me. Hit me with it.
I would say your toxic trait is... Oh, you get really moody, very princessy, very like if there's a plan and the plan doesn't happen, you are angry and then you don't let it go and it takes like 2 hours for you to have fun.
Yeah, and that is like a toxic trait that feels genetic in my family between the men. Oh, and so I feel like that is something I have to break. I feel like you coming into my life at the time you did was pivotal for me in a lot of ways. Like it broke a lot of what was in those sorts of things. I feel like I would have been a lot more.
Is this manipulative?
That was so nice.
Because no. I feel like now he doesn't want me to say the next toxic trait. No, so he's saying something really nice.
Oh, no, don't hold back. But no, I'm saying, like, before I met you, I was a lot more frugal. Before I met you, I was a lot less easygoing. I think the things that attracted me to you were you're more, like, I know not outwardly to everyone, but to me, you're... Between you and I, you're very adventurous. Between you and I, or you're...
Well, everybody can hear you.
Yeah, well, no, but I'm saying, like...
I mean, between you and him?
No, but I'm saying, like,
quirky, stupid Joe is very British.
Right.
That was British.
You know what? I could relate to that in my relationship. I think we represent kind of the same thing, because I'm down to just free-flow shit.
I will say, though, there is something about your relationship specifically that I learned last night that... I have a lot of questions.
Oh, shit. What?
So last night, me and Jared stayed up till like 4 a.m. playing with an app called FaceApp. And
I love that app.
Yes. Yeah. Basically, you
the
can.
The best.
Not sponsored, but you can. It's actually
should
probably
be.
Really bad for the world. It's really
every
bad.
Girl,
it's
every Instagram photo that you see is FaceApp.
Plastic
everyone.
Surgeons are just fucking creaming themselves every time someone downloads FaceApp. They're like, oh, give them fucking. We got to get more credit cards out there in the world for these girls, fucking, you know?
Yeah.
More
because
billboards.
You can do everything. Like, you put your picture of yourself. This is not sponsored. Don't use it. It's toxic.
Yeah,
and
very toxic.
You can do anything. You can change your gender. You can change your hair. You can change your face. You can de-age yourself by years. It's insane. But there is one thing that you can do that me and Jared found out.
Oh,
I
yeah.
guess I could just show them.
You have to.
So, there's a filter where you can see what you would look like if you shaved your beard.
It's getting more embarrassing.
Shaved face. And this is what it said.
That is fucked up.
Oh, no. You look like the Chris pastor that went to jail.
I look at it.
Now, tell me that's kind of real.
No.
No.
You guys don't have to lie, okay?
No, Jared.
You
okay?
Well, no, I don't mean real. Real as in
don't
like
lie.
That's what it would look like. I mean, like if you saw that picture, you would think that's a person.
Because obviously, it's like it has this weird thing where it makes her body look all fat and like that ain't real,
right?
I
mean,
you would think that was like your grandpa's photo at his funeral, ouch. Not a real.
It just looks like
horrible.
That was a fucking burn. I like
no,
that. That was a burn.
I would
no,
never.
Don't,
I would never look at that and be like, "Oh, that's Jared." Yeah, never. It, no.
90% me though.
So then Jared posted on his Instagram. Go follow. That's my travel. He said, "What did I do?"
Yeah. Which everyone replied, "No." Which felt great if it was real, by the way. You
yikes.
Know?
Now, but then you really took it to the next level.
Oh yeah, I had to.
And do you want to explain what you did?
Yeah. So I sent it to my wife. and I just sent it to her, you know, no caption, no text. And she just said, "What did you do?" And then, actually, what am I doing here? I like got a phone. Like
yeah,
I don't
bring
have
the out
proof.
The receipts.
Okay. So I texted her the exact picture we just looked at, the full body, because I felt like it was more believable. And she said, OMG, your beard. And I said, yeah, instant regret.
She thought it was you?
Yes.
Yeah, and I said, yeah, instant regret. You know, I'm sinking it. How
Our
did that happen?
Sandy needs to go to the optometrist if how she did, thinks that that's you.
How did that happen? Halloween episode. I'm going to need a little more information. What do you mean? Why did you shave? So I could be a minion. Well, my love, I love you.
Oh, that's so nice.
She always, it's very rare that I send, a picture to my wife and she doesn't reply, you're so handsome, there's heart emojis. It's a celebrated moment when I send a fucking selfie to my wife.
You
right?
haven't told you her know? That it's not real?
No, not until way later.
So that's what I was saying. He pranks Sandy and doesn't tell her sometimes for days. And but then he was so scared because when he posted on Instagram, people were like, no, oh my God, what? So then he was like, oh, this is actually really bad. And then you sent it a couple hours later, you sent to Sandy.
And that was like 5 hours later. So she didn't know it was fake until she woke up. She texted me and she woke up.
That's a long time to keep that going.
Right?
That is a long time.
It gave
time.
Me a pit in my stomach. And I was like, do you prank her all the time? And you're like, oh,
you
yeah, all the time.
It's hilarious. It's fun. You don't like scare each other when you're like walking down a hallway. Like, boom. No.
Shane's not one for pranks.
Oh, me,
I love doing that
stuff. My boyfriend and I prank each other as well. And we had a very similar conversation as well, by the way. I sent a photo of myself shaved.
Uh-oh.
And he just sent a Steve Carell gif of him screaming no.
No! God, please, no! No! No!
Yours well, this is real. Mean because yours is real, Chris.
Mine's real.
So this is kind of not
mine's
exactly
real.
Like it.
Mine's real.
At least Sandy was supportive. And, homie down the street well, is yeah. not happy.
And I was like, that's so mean. And then I was like, I put a crying emoji. And then he was like, he said a couple things, and then, but then he's like, I'm just kidding. I love you. You're still so
ooh,
sexy.
Back that, back
and
back
I was like,
back.
No, this is, why ooh, this is how we talk to each other.
Like, if someone just responded to me like that, I would never recover.
If Rylan sent me an emoji that said no to my physical appearance.
And then, wait. The last thing, well, not one of the last things he said was, well, now I understand why they say that love is blind.
Chris, why the hell would you read that?
Yeah.
That's so
it's hilarious.
That's mean. I don't know about
see,
all that.
See, this is the dynamic of
I
our
thought,
relationship.
I thought it was going to get cute.
This is
that got kind of uglier.
Yes, Sandy.
It was very hard to make a piece of dog shit smell worse. Somehow you found the perfect seasoning to sprinkle on top to make it smell worse.
You just nailed the coffin shut, baby.
Well, I'm happy for you guys that you can...
Well, no,
verbally abuse each other.
No, I mean,
yeah,
no.
I don't know. I need to be with someone who like we can handle jokes.
Right?
Was it a joke?
Yeah. Yes.
I was joking with you back.
Now I will say, then we had some fun. So then I started face tapping things, and don't worry, Morgan, you're included in this. And I started face tapping things, and I just want to say, we can see how Rylan looks so pretty right now, but this is what he would also look like as a girl.
Wow.
Whoa.
That looks like what our child would look like if she was a girl.
You look like you're in a Hallmark.
Wow. Maybe I was meant to be a girl so I could be in Hallmark movies.
What if you were meant to be the girl and I was meant to be the boy?
Whoa.
And we got like...
No. Well, we can see. Do you want to see what you would look like as a man?
Yeah.
That's okay, so...
This is just so unenthusiastic.
So this is you as you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this is you as...
Wow.
Whoa.
You kind of look like Chad Michael Murray.
How did I turn into Justin Anderson who did my hair the first
time?
You do look like a gay hairstylist.
Yeah, you do.
It's giving Brad Mondo
German
richness.
But you're a good looking guy.
They incorporated the necklace you had on.
Yeah, I love how they gave me a nice little leather jacket. It's probably like All Saints or something. Wow.
And that's you shaved, just in case you wanted to see.
Oh, wow.
Oh, don't worry, Chris.
It is like
no.
Aaron Curry.
That is the most realistic woman I've
ever
seen. That's me?
Oh my
God,
you.
Chris, you're hot.
You're beautiful,
you.
Chris.
You are like the prettiest dentist assistant.
I was just thinking that. About? Like she's sleeping with your husband.
Yes. Oh my God, so many of my tias are dentist assistants.
Yes.
And you know what, Chris? You're like as a male, you're pervert. You're a perv. You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
As a female, she's a freak in the sheets,
she's
dude.
She's fucking his.
She
wife.
Is a freak in the sheets, bro. I
yes.
can see it
she's
all day.
Sucking
she walks around Target with dildos, no problem.
No
bro.
Problem. Oh, here's another
self checkout.
Here's another Rylan girl.
Oh wow. She's giving IG Facetune model.
I love how they incorporated Riley into your hair.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Whoa.
That's like actually scary. Okay.
It's
oh,
an NFT.
Here's another more. One. This one's more of like an in real life shot, you know, just you hanging out with your birthday
geez.
Cake. And then this is you as a man.
Whoa.
Isn't that real?
It's kind of Chad Michael Murray.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
It's like really real. This is scary.
No, FaceApp is the most twisted app to ever be put into the App Store, and I pay for it monthly.
We also really we also did Jared with hair, which turned into sort of a meltdown. So this is Jared with hair.
Because look how fucking cool I look, dude. No. I can see myself going.
It
yeah,
oddly
bruh.
Makes you look old.
Yeah, you look like an old fart that hangs out at the neighborhood sports.
You look good,
but I'm also not someone that cares if I look old. Like I like the look I got right there. I look very established in life. Yeah. And I could grow hair, which is cool.
But you look cooler the way you are.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah I like agree it, with Jared. Morgan.
Doesn't take away the fact I wish I had the hair, though.
Yeah, then we wanted to see what Jared would look like as a woman. And
oh, yeah.
She reviews movies for sure.
Fucking Karen, dude. Why do I got to look like a Karen? Out of everyone in the world, that's like if someone told me, hey, how do you explain a Karen? It's like, oh, shit, bro, I found this photo the other day of some chick, and it's pretty much a Karen, so let me just show you that. And I won't even need to explain it because you'll see it.
Oh, she's you know? A suburb real estate agent. Yeah.
So yeah. angry. So then I wanted to see what we all would look like as women.
Wow, I wish I was a girl. Gosh, wow. You're hot too, okay. Shane.
And look at Chris in this one. That's a different girl than we saw
Whoa.
Before. She's like a little goth, a little scary. Then we did old, and this one really threw me through the
That should trip me out because of how much I look like her dad.
It's very realistic.
It's fucking weird.
Oh my gosh, you do look like your dad.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, how does it know, or is it just that's it?
Yeah, so that was our face app journey. It was really weird, and but I don't regret it. Wow.
That was amazing.
Face app hit different, yo. No crumbs.
So wait, before we started the show, you said, oh, should I talk about the litter box thing? And Rylan was like, yeah. What litter box thing? Because this sounds intense.
Give us the scoop.
I thought that's...
did you need to do that? No crumbs?
Of course I did, but I was trying to keep it way dry.
This is what my issue is today. If I've seen like I'm in a pissed off mood, well, I've healed from this now, but my whole saga yesterday was that the toilet at my apartment broke. Like, I don't know what's wrong with it. I don't think it's clogged because the water is clear, but it just rises and falls clear water. So... then I was like, okay, well, I'll just go to Target and get a plunger. Well, I go down to the parking garage. My tire is flat. I can't go anywhere. And I was like, I'm not going to. And then I was like, okay, I'll Uber to Target. But then in my rational process. No.
Did your emotional app warn you of this?
The toilet was going to get clogged while I had a flat tire and had
your distressed day. Yeah.
Wow, Mercury retrograde.
Yeah. So I go down to the parking garage. I'm like, I'm going to go to Target and get a plunger and see if that's the problem. There's a massive screw in the tire. The tire is completely flat. And I'm like, I can't Uber to Target to get a plunger and then Uber back. And the Uber driver sees me with a plunger.
And then you have to haul it up the elevator, too. That's the awkward thing about living in a high rise.
I know.
You could have bought a little duffel and hit it.
Oh.
Cheap trick later on in life.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so then I was just like trying to problem solve really fast because... I was really thinking, like, what is the best situation here? Like, do I shit in the sink? Do I shit
There's a bathroom right outside your apartment. Literally, you open your door.
Oh, my gosh, Morgan.
And there's a public restroom, and it's beautiful.
I can't do the public thing. I have to be at home in my own vicinity, in my own...
Yeah, pooping specific.
I can't wait to hear how this went down.
Yeah.
I think that if you're in a pinch, I lifted the lid off of the litter box. I was sitting on the toilet, and I just can't do it. I can't shit in the toilet knowing that it might not flush because I can't live with that type of guilt in my life because who knows when it's going to get fixed and then if a maintenance guy has to come fix it and I'm like, can you fix my toilet with a pile of shit in it? No. No. I would have to move out.
Oh my God.
So I was sitting on the toilet thinking about what I should do. I pondered the sink. I pondered the trash can. I pondered going somewhere like to mom and dad's maybe put the tires flat. And then I saw Cookie in the litter box.
Wow.
And I was like, that's a good idea. So I lifted the lid off and I popped a squat and I just went for it. And then
what? What? That are you? What?
No.
I don't even know how to react. I mean,
that's the craziest thing a person has ever done, ever, ever in the history of the world.
Well, then what do you do? You know are you going to scoop it with the rest of your cash?
Do you know how much money you could have made if that was on OnlyFans? That's all I could think. Holy shit!
Is it still sitting there waiting for
your
arrival?
That's a $1 billion video. Do you have it on tape?
No.
Oh my
it
God.
Seems like the trash can would have taken a step out of the equation.
Wait, what did you do next?
No, because then I was thinking, if you just shit in the trash can, you're subjecting the person that cleans up the dumpster underneath to your shit.
So kind.
No, I'm talking into your trash can with a trash bag. Then you just take the trash bag.
No, but then I was thinking, if you put it in the litter, it does what it's meant to do. It collects so, the shit into
I don't think
pile.
There was something better you could have done. I was thinking bathtub.
Wait a minute.
I was thinking shower.
I
but...
was thinking about the trash people below. I was thinking about my lovely neighbors. I was thinking about the maintenance people that
How
I don't want to have to
take?
Stay at my... A long time.
And then, wait.
Were you on your phone while you were pooping?
What kind of litter box?
It's just like a little one on the floor.
So then how did you, and this is a lot, but how did you get the litter to coat your shit?
Just... powder
because
on.
Cats like they do
maybe Cookie did it for her.
No. Well, when I was looking at it, this is the last time that I've had to shit, so this was the last problem that I had. God. I just lifted the whole bag out of the litter box, tied it up, it was ready to go, and I put it all down the trash chute because then I was like, no one's gonna know if it's the cat shit versus my shit where you just put it
oh, I think they're gonna know.
You know, when was this because guys there's night. Something serious that's gonna go down. When was this?
Last night.
And is your toilet fixed?
No.
So you're still holding some in today.
I'm concerned about your well-being.
No,
because I
think
your
about...
cat is going to, from his perspective, is like, did it's she her. Just assert that level of dominance?
Oh, yeah.
Because cats are a very, like, they're a sacred animal,
no,
you know? They run the roost.
Oh!
Well, yeah,
you
of course.
Close
she's
the
like,
door for some
she
privacy?
Was like, she probably thought, yo, is she trying to assert her fucking kingdom on me
you...
right now by pooping in my shit?
And then you wiped your butt and then put the wipes in there, too? How big is this box?
And when are they going to fix your toilet? Are you going home to
this
a toilet tonight that
ever,
doesn't work?
Ever.
Yeah. So it's an issue.
Okay. This is a double standard.
Here.
Imagine if I publicly said I shit in a litter box.
Well, that's because the way that you've been portrayed on the internet for years and years and years. You've done that to yourself.
Oh. People would be like... Okay. Oh my
no.
God, he's a fucking. But you do it, and
it's a problem solving.
But
I
think
do
about...
think people have the same reaction. It just it will be. Oh my God, it's fucking weird. But it's a problem.
No, you gotta do what you gotta do.
What else are you gonna do? What else?
Because a legitimate problem that I had to get solved right away. It was either the sink, the trash can, or the litter box.
And you're right. You can't do the toilet because the maintenance man. There's no coming back from that.
There's no coming back from that. And I like the guys in the lobby, so I can't deal with
that. And who knows? What if the maintenance man is your future husband?
Think about all the guys. That are like on their little dating apps and they're like, I love to go camping. Where do they shit? On the ground for us all to look at.
Well, they dig a hole.
Okay, well, I buried it in a little clumping.
No, you killed it. I'm not talking
inventive.
Shit. You killed it.
No, 10 out of 10. Problem solving out of the...
A little worried about how your cat's going to respond, but it's
inventive
okay.
And thoughtful.
It was an out of character. So I was a little pissed off last night and then... I don't usually like write. If someone leaves me a rude comment, I'm not really the type to write back. Oh, I went off on a bitch. And then I was like, oh my gosh. I had a whole realization last night because I always wonder, like, who are these people that write these angry comments? And then after I had a horrible night where I had to go shit in the litter box because my tire was flat, I wrote this bitch the angriest comment back where I was like, take a fucking hike, bitch.
Wow.
And then I was thinking, oh, I only did that because I was really angry at my own life.
Yeah.
So now I look at all the people who leave me really mean comments. I'm like, maybe you're angry at your own life, too, because that was an out of character thing.
Wow. I've been doing that recently, too.
They're all shitting in litter boxes.
Yeah. I've been acting out when things have been going wrong. So like, we need to check ourselves. Yeah.
Wow. I like that realization.
Listen,
that was cool.
I don't want it to seem like I'm judging you because to me personally, that's the most iconic thing I've ever
seen.
Heard
your piss in a water bottle.
Oh.
Wow.
I would say that's not too bad.
What is worse, the piss in the water bottle or the shit in the litter box?
Well, this is actually another girl thing. So to guys, that's really normal. And back when I was getting canceled, there was so much about shame peas in bottles, shame peas in bottles. That's so gross. And I'm like, that is literally.
If I was in a car, I would do it too.
I'm like, it's literally nothing. But I think girls, because a lot of girls were canceling me, I think girls were like, he's so stinky and gross, he pisses in bottles. And I'm like,
your
wait
boyfriend
until you get a boyfriend.
Too, baby.
I don't think there's a better solution than what I had. And if anyone has a better solution.
No, I think not only was it a great solution, but like you turned it into such an amazing message. That was great.
Oh, no. Shout nobody can turn that into a negative. There's no
way. That was deep. That was cool.
Okay. Welcome back to Conspiracy Corner, except I don't really have any conspiracies, although I do have one Mandela effect, just one. Morgan.
Whoa.
The movie...
You think Curran herself is a Mandela effect?
I don't exist. Shane created me in a lab.
The Little Mermaid. How does the famous song go from The Little Mermaid?
Under the sea.
Okay.
Under the sea.
The other one.
Wish I could be.
I wish I had feet or something.
I want to see that movie. I wish I had feet
part
or something.
Of your world.
Well, what
diamonds
if I...
Diamonds and glitters. Yeah, that, okay.
Keep going.
I don't know
good.
The lyrics. I know the tune.
Now, What if I told you that that song does not say part of your world, and it never has said part of your world?
What is it?
And that is a Mandela effect. It says part of that world.
Part of that world.
Isn't that crazy? When I saw that, I was like, what?
Isn't the song called Part of Your World?
Sorry.
Wait, so did they change the title too?
I don't know, but it's never said part of your world. It's part of
that world.
I feel like the other song is better.
So do I.
Under the sea.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, that's agreed
upon. Who cares when there's a better song?
I don't give a fuck about the stupid mermaid. I like the crab.
So just like
and the yellow fish.
Yes,
forever. So I don't care what world she wants to be in. Honestly, I think that she lives in a self-fulfilling prophecy where she should just get the fuck over it, be a mermaid, and deal with it. I'm like,
I don't know if I should clap for that. Wow. That's a lot. Wow, you're going to be an interesting mother.
All Disney princesses. No, the Disney princesses are all victim village.
Go
they
off.
All live in victim
Go
village.
Go off.
And literally, I just want to say, shut the fuck up, you stupid princess, and get over it.
Hold on, there's a crumb. Get it. Keep going.
Haven't you seen the thing about Snow White? And she's like 16, and the old ass man's trying to kiss her while she's dead in a coma. Yikes. Snow White, she's a child. Asleep,
I guess
dead,
I've never seen
coma,
it.
And then an old man's over here like, kiss me and you'll wake up. Like, ew.
Wow. You're really going off.
Yikes.
What else?
Is Beauty that her beast? Fault, though?
No, that's not. That's what I'm saying. It's not her fault. Well, she might be the exception. But like Cinderella, just clean the floors, bitch.
Whoa. Wow. I don't know any of the storylines
enough. And crumb has been picked up.
Wow, she hoovered back in that crumb.
Damn.
Like Rapunzel, just jump.
What? Okay, guys.
I don't think I'm well versed in the stories enough to know what this means.
That sounded bad.
No. You're bringing it to conspiracy corner. What are you saying?
The tower's not that high. Tie your hair up to the ceiling. Use it as a thing, a rope to get down. You can get out of there.
This bitch never seen parkour.
Exactly.
There's a way to do it, right? Come on, dude. You don't got YouTube.
Chris is gonna cry. You're like really emotionally affected by what she's saying right
I'm
now.
Sorry.
No, I'm not emotionally affected. I just sounds like I think she's gonna die if she jumps.
Not like jump like suicide. Jump like escape, girl. They get out and build a new life.
That's how they want you to feel trapped, dude. But you're not gonna die. You're going to fucking flip out of it.
Well, wow. I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
Yeah. Really, you look like our Ariel in your wig.
I feel like it.
Very much so.
But you have feet and she doesn't.
I
want to
be a part of that world.
Whoa. Whoa. Okay. Jared's not
helping. That was weird. I didn't like that.
I did.
I have to pee so bad that I'm like, I have like a pregnant belly of pee.
Oh my gosh, wait, this is the first time we've had somebody else here for the recap. This is exciting and scary.
Get excited for the bop of a song that this is.
Okay, and Morgan, if you feel like dancing, get into it.
You'll be on camera, so do it.
If you don't, you better do it.
Lights, camera, action, Ryland's recap is about to happen. Oh, yeah. Ryland's recap.
Regina's recap. On today's episode of the Shane Dawson Podcast, the boys and girl. Ooh. Cosplay as Mean Girls characters. I forgot we had a girl on the show. Well, I was like, the guys, and then there was a girl. I don't know. What do you want from me? The boys bully Regina, even though she's the mean girl. Ooh. Morgan joins the show as the first ever female, and boy, oh boy, does she get down and dirty.
Just pause. Let's clap. That was so fucking amazing right there. Dude, that was like... brilliant. Okay, let's go. Keep going.
Okay.
Morgan shit in a litter box.
Morgan shit in a litter box. And if you don't think it's real, here's the timestamp. Twitter is freaking out. But it's okay, because the boys pee in bottles.
Chris broke a windshield.
In today's episode, Chris reveals his angry side. Never did we think he could break a window, yet he busted one with his fist.
Oh, also, he got banned from Snapchat for a dildo.
Oh, he did.
Oh!
Yeah.
Chris reveals he was banned from... it was TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Morgan rats out Chris for getting banned from TikTok showing his big old dildo. The boys teach Morgan what a grower is. She had no idea.
Ariel freaking sucks.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Morgan hates Disney. Chris is sad by it.
Yeah.
Morgan reveals she hates all Disney princesses, saying they live in Victim Village. Chris took this personally and literally started crying.
did have any impact on your views on Morgan? Because earlier on, I feel like you proposed to her. Or something
Right.
So, like, did that have any bearing on your feelings?
I still want to marry Morgan.
Okay. Morgan still wants to marry her.
Morgan reveals she would marry Chris.
I couldn't stop bleeding, and I ruined the show.
Oh, Katie Heron in true Katie Heron fashion shows up, steals the attention, and couldn't stop bleeding. Big old blood bubble girl.
Okay.
Stole the show.
Chris is the biggest perv.
Yeah, Chris is a pervert.
I'm not.
Chris doesn't identify as a pervert.
The group comes to a conclusion on who the biggest pervert is. It was revealed to be Chris, yet he doesn't identify as a pervert himself.
I like sex. Why is that bad?
Chris likes sex, which we all think is fine.
That was aggressive.
I'm a pervert.
Me too.
Oh, I'm a pervert. Shout I don't out fucking to care. Perverts. Who cares? I'm a perv.
Morgan reveals that you can buy a dildo in Target. It's no big deal. Jared thinks the second you walk out, be careful because you could become a sexual predator.
Whoa.
Just saying. Is there a dildo that can be a grower?
Yeah, I'm sure.
We need to invent that.
We'll get on
Incredible.
It.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Like you put it. Wait, as a girl, tell us if this is a good idea.
She doesn't know what a grower is.
It's called Dilgro.
Yes. So it's small, and you put it in, and then it grows and gets bigger.
Whoa.
That seems like a safety hazard.
It gives birth to its penis inside of you. That sounds
like
so
one
weird
of those things
creepy.
That you drop in water, and it grows into an
yes,
animal.
Yes, exactly. But it's in you.
Exactly. That's the best way to put it.
Revisit that.
Okay.
Chris's boyfriend no longer attracted to him because he shaved his face.
Oh, yes, yes.
Chris's boyfriend is kind of abusive, but he loves it. It's just in sarcastic fun. Don't worry. They're going to break up soon because Chris shaved his face.
This was everybody go follow all of us on Snapchat.
Oh my gosh. In other news, everyone is Snapchatting. It's a Snapchat party. Follow us all on Snapchat. We'll be listed in the description section below. We hope you enjoyed your time here at the Shane Dawson Podcast. And obviously, we have to thank our first guest, woman guest, Morgan Adams.
Woo! Really quickly, 1 to 5, how do you rate us? How good was it? Like a quick survey? Was it exciting? Did
6.
You have fun? Yes.
Ooh. Wow. Follow her on her own vlog channel at Morgan Vlogs or Morgan's Vlogs.
You'll find it
the
way.
Two S's.
And her Snapchat.
And her Snapchat.
Post a picture of the litter box.
Follow her on Instagram. We're all flopping on Instagram. So I'm not saying you are, but I'm just assuming.
Oh, my God. Was so mean.
I'm saying personally everyone's flopping on Instagram. We were talking about how everyone's stories just get cut in half and half and half.
You need to take off that wig.
Sorry.
You're too mean.
This is about me. I'm flopping on Instagram.
You know who
and
you're
TikTok,
giving,
quite
you know
honestly.
Whose vibes are giving me right now,
what?
Too? Is back in the day, Fox 11, Good Day LA, Jillian Barbary.
Yes.
Thank
oh my God,
you.
Very specific.
We went on a deep dive of her the other day.
We did.
She had bigger boobs. That's it. But everything else the same.
All right. Well, make sure you hit that subscribe button, like, follow, do all the things. And we'll see you right here in 2 weeks on the Shane Dawson Podcast.
You perverts.
All right. Well, that was thank you so much, Morgan, for coming. Sorry, it was such a fucking nightmare. And I hope that you'll come back.
She gave it a 6.
I'm happy to be here.
We're gonna go eat pizza. Hopefully you guys enjoyed whatever the hell this really was. And we'll see you next time.
You guys are gonna eat pizza? Just saying. I'm Regina.
Take off that wig. See you guys next time. Bye.